This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I fix this? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm losing hope in Allah. What do I do? This is a question that every one of us has asked ourselves at some point in time. So I want to bring your attention to a surah that I'm sure most of you have memorized. Surah Al-Inshirah. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Now this particular surah was one of the early surahs given to the Prophet alayhi salat wasalam in the Meccan phase. Now this surah focuses on a couple of things, but I want to bring your attention to one specific verse. We all know it. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With every pain, there are multiple avenues of ease that will come to you and me. Now listen to the wording of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights, there's going to be hardship, there's going to be pain, whether it's with you or everyone around you. The point is, it's a part of life in this world that we're going to experience difficulties. We're going to experience pain. But the key is how you respond and internalize that pain. And Allah helps us with that. He tells us, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ. Now those of us that know even basic Arabic, the word usr is in the definitive form. It has the alif lam. That's important because when the pain or the tragedy strikes you, you're going to know exactly where it came from. You're going to know the source. You're going to know why. You're going to be able to connect that struggle with something that's happening in your life, which is really important. Because many people will be confused and wonder, why is this happening to me? But if you just take a minute and really think, why this happened? Where did it come from? Who was I speaking to? What was I involved in? It'll start to make sense and you'll connect those dots. But the most beautiful part of this verse is the next word. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. The word yusra means ease. But yusra does not have an alif lam. And you know why that's important? It's in the non-definitive form, which means, and this I find is absolutely beautiful, for every one hardship, Allah will bless you with multiple avenues of ease. So you'll be sitting there thinking about the pain and stress and wondering, how am I going to get out of this? And suddenly, things start to work again. Things start moving again. You start to find clarity. And before you know it, this one hardship, there are multiple avenues of ease, help, and relief coming your way. And you might be sitting there and thinking to yourself, how did all of this happen? Where did these people come from? Where did these people come from? How come all these opportunities are open to me? That is the blessing when you keep a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the final point for all of this to work is you have got to maintain your trust, your tawakkul, your reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite how tragic it may look, you never know what's on the other side. You never know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for you. And this is why in the Quran, Allah says, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay strong, stay focused, be positive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to what is best. May Allah make it easy for you. Allahumma ameen.